Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM Sports. I'm Gordon Allen with Barry Allen in the studio, and we're joined live online now by Jed Adcock, the assistant coach at the Brisbane Lions AFL Club, because the Brisbane Lions are playing their pre-season match against Port at Moreton Bay next Sunday. Absolute fantastic promotion for AFL in the local area. Good morning to you, Jed.
Good morning, guys. Great. How are you?
We're fine.
Very good.
And how are you preparing for next Sunday's game on an unfamiliar playing field?
Familiar playing field for us. We're out there a fair bit.
It's also almost like your second home, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah.
I said that jokingly.
Once a week through the pre-season, we're nearly out there. So, we enjoy getting out there. We haven't looked too far yet. We played a little cracky game on the weekend against the Gold Coast, so we'll do a bit of a review of that today and then pretty much move straight into getting ready for Port.
For the benefit of our listeners, Jed, I just want to just say a couple of things about you. You joined the Lions in the 2003 draft and played your first game in 2004, finished up in 2015 with 206 games along the way, and you went to Western Bulldogs for a little while and played seven games there in 2016. So you kicked 60 goals. That's not bad for a backman, mate, over your career.
Yeah, finished as a little forward. Sort of played a bit of everywhere, but mainly defence. You hit on the head there, so you've done well.
And in 2013, you were co-captain with the great Jonathan Brown, the Man Mountain. So that's not a bad effort. And in 2014, you were the sole captain of the Brisbane Lions. So you've had a long association with the Lions.
Yeah, I've never really been here longer than I was back home, so I've been 17 years in footy,
so quite a long time now. So in your playing days, Jed, who would you name as the best coach that you trained under?
Best coach? It's all different. Times have changed. Obviously when I first got here, but when I got here, you had, you know, Voss, Lynch, Ackermanis, Brown, Black, Power, Lappin.
Household names, the list goes on.
It's silly how good that team was, and so it was automated. Like they just did what they did. So they sort of came in, trained hard, you know. And the coach was more of a manager, I reckon, back then. Lee was very good at being able to manage the players and the side and his staff. And the game was probably a little bit simpler, a lot tougher, but pretty a bit simpler. And sort of changed along the way. So then Voss, Lepper, both strong in their own ways. I was very fortunate to have Bevo down at Bulldogs, who probably, it was nice to get a look outside of Brisbane and see it done a different way.
Of course, when you went to the Bulldogs in 2016, that was a premiership year.
I wasn't part of that team, but they won the flag, and we actually won the VFL flag that year too, so it was quite a successful year. As a coach, it would be nice to be able to hang on for a couple more years and play a couple of years under him, because the confidence and relationships that he's been able to build with the playing group is very special. I think you've probably been able to see that from the outside anyway.
Yes, well, you might not be playing under him, but you're certainly coaching under him as assistant coach, and I believe that he's going to give you the reins for the game this Sunday. Is that correct?
I guess I'll be sitting in the hot seat. It'll be interesting to see how much he actually does give me. He might get a little bit anxious and try and take over here and there, but he's pretty good at allowing us to try and he does a lot for us to develop as coaches as well. So it's not just about, you know, the players becoming better. It's also about, the whole club becoming better as one. So it's an opportunity for me to, I guess, probably prep the team a little bit more than what I usually would. He would obviously take a bit more control of that, probably make a couple more decisions game day. But to be honest, there's not a lot of decisions made game days these days anymore with, you know, you can't really use the runner much anymore, so you're not really doing a lot on the fly. You probably wait till quarter time, half time, and any changes you get to make are probably done more around then anyway. It's exciting for me.
Great opportunity for you, Jed, that's for sure. So, that your long term ambitions as a coach, would you like to see yourself one day coaching an AFL team?
You never know. I think at the moment, your greater goal is that for me. Whether that changes or not, I'm not sure. But I mean, I'm only 4 years into my coaching career. I'm only 34 still, so
still doing your apprenticeship.
There's probably players out there that are still playing that are older than I was. There are. So I'm still pretty young in terms of coaching, so I've got a fair bit of development to go. But this is one way to allow me to continue to develop as a coach and find my own little niche and my philosophies that are going to work for me.
Okay, well, let's talk about the game on Sunday against Port. How many young fellas are you going to be blooding in this match?
Oh, I've got got no idea, actually. We've only got about 3 injuries at the moment, so we're, once again, really healthy. So credit to the conditioning and the physios at our club. But I imagine we only get really 2 games before round one.
Our general
philosophy has been, if they're fit, then let's play them. So I imagine we'll go through, with a pretty strong side. We might play a few more. So instead of playing 22, we might have a list of 25 and do it that way. But I imagine
traditionally,
we've gone pretty, try to play in our most, what we would class as nearly our best team. So
okay, well, that should be great. That'll be a good draw card for people to come and see the team then.
Yeah, it should be. I imagine most clubs are similar these days. You only get a couple of chances before round one, and a lot of teams are trying to get their best team up and going for round one. So generally the case. We hope Port have the same philosophy. It'd be nice little hit out leading into round one.
Is there anyone special, Jed, that we should be looking out for this Sunday in the practice match?
They're all special. I don't know if I can name names. I'm a forwards coach, so keep an eye on the forwards.
Not just Charlie Cameron's and people. I was thinking more of the young bloods coming through.
Zach Bailey's had a really strong pre-season so far. So he played a fair few games last year, but probably not really a household name. Look for him to come on. We've probably got, you've got Cal Archer, who's come up from the Gold Coast. So look at the, start to spin his spot in the 22. Grant Birchall, pretty much just a like for like with Hodgie. A little bit different player, but, four-time premiership player come from Hawthorn, first game with Brisbane probably it would be this weekend. Ken Ellis-Yolman will be looking to do the same thing. So we're probably going to, there'll be a few new faces that not a lot of people would have recognised, but at the same time, I imagine it'll be pretty similar to last year at the same time.
Well, Barry and Jed, I suppose that bringing elite AFL to the local suburb, and of course that in itself is going to be fantastic on Sunday afternoon, but there's also a practice match on Thursday night.
We're coming out there to train.
Training on Thursday.
I hope we're not doing a practice match. It'll be a bit boring, a bit sore coming into Sunday. training on Thursday night out there. Yeah, so we always enjoy getting out and training. If we're playing whatever ground we're playing on, we try and replicate that as best as possible. So we're lucky we're only going to go half hour up the road.
How do you rate our facility out there, Jed?
We really like it. We're sort of caught in the middle at the moment. We don't really have a pre-season facility. Obviously, our new facility is getting built at the moment as we speak, so it's nice to be able to get out there and train on, really good ground. And there's 2 ovals as well, 3 ovals in there, so we get to utilise both, and, the facilities are really nice for us. But the boys really enjoy this time of year. You're back into games, but it's also good to get out into the community and play a little bit more local footy.
It's great for the kids and parents too to get up close and personal with some of the players have a photo opportunity and get something autographed, that sort of stuff. It's fantastic.
What time will training be on Thursday?
We train at night, so it'll be about 4 o'clock. I think, don't hold me to that, but I think it is.
I think it's about 4 to 7:30, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, about that. The lights come on when we're out there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're out there, and the game's about 3 o'clock on Sunday. Is that right?
3:10. 3:10 start, and the gates open at 1:30.
There you go. Yeah, perfect.
And I suppose, Barry and Jed, just one final question, Jed. The expectations for 2020 after finishing second last year.
Yep.
Second spot.
We just talk about improving. So, you try and take the wins and losses out of it. We know that. Was it 16 wins last year? I think
16, the same as the Cats.
If you're improving and you're asking and you're trying to look at wins and losses, we know that's hard. But if we can improve as a footy team again, then we're going to put ourselves in pretty good shape. So we haven't even played a game yet, so we don't know what the other teams are doing. There's going to be different game styles out there, different philosophies. Teams are always trying to get better. as we are. So we're just looking to continue to grow as a team, continue to get better, add some different elements to our game. We feel like we've got to be a bit more dynamic in some areas and change some things up. So we'll try and put that into play over the next couple of games before round one. And hopefully it keeps you in good stead. But
Game doesn't stop for anybody, does it?
And, it doesn't.
Keeps,
but as
keeps
hear
evolving.
As you hear Fake say, all we're trying to do is keep improving. And I think, you know, that's our philosophy so far. And if we keep that attitude, you know, more wins are going to come than losses, hopefully. So.
Okay. Yeah. Jed, thanks for talking with us this morning. We've really appreciated your time. This is 101.5 FM Monday Sports.